From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. DBU's Rachel Silberstein and H. Rose Schneider report in the Times Union that just after another school shooter killed seven in Tennessee March 27th, the main hospital in Albany had its own gun incident. A gun was reported in the afternoon at Albany Medical Center Hospital, which then went on lockdown. Eventually, police found Dino Savoca barricaded in his 97-year-old mother's room at the hospital with a BB gun and a shotgun. Police exploded a flashbang distraction grenade outside the hospital to arrest Savoca without incident. He pleaded not guilty on charges of second-degree kidnapping and second-degree criminal possession of a weapon, both felonies, as well as second-degree menacing, a misdemeanor. Police said Savoca, and I quote, did not want to leave his mother, and pointed what appeared to be a handgun at an individual who had arrived to the patient's room to transport her to a different facility, end quote. Police later searched his Colony home and found the gas turned on and candles and incense burning. Albany County Public Defender Eric Kuplier said the office would not seek a mental health evaluation. The New York State Nurses Association said, and I quote, it's deeply disturbed by the safety breach that took place last night at Albany Medical Center, end quote, and said the union has previously proposed active shooter drills, metal detectors, and additional security in the emergency department. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Matt Martinez, Scott Stafford, and Heather Bello report in the Berkshire Eagle that at least three Berkshire County schools got threats phoned in on March 28th, the day after a major school shooting in Tennessee. The three schools saw lockdowns and a large police response after the threats to Pittsfield High School, Drury High School in North Adams, and Monument Mountain Regional High School in Great Barrington. Police said all the threats were hoaxes. All three schools resumed classes after the lockdowns were lifted. Read more about this story in the Berkshire Eagle. Diane Walden in the Columbia paper reports that the town of Copeg is fixing its long dormant ice skating rink and upgrading it for pickleball courts in the summer. At a March 9th meeting, the town board approved almost $80,000 for the improvements. The town will start with two pickleball courts, but has room for two more if demand warrants. While ice skating has been around for 4,000 years, according to Wikipedia, pickleball is new, and Copeg Highway Superintendent, Park Superintendent Bill Gregory said it has, and I quote, somehow become incredibly popular in Copeg and everywhere else, end quote. Read more about this story in the Columbia paper. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the Donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.